You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Julie Kane, and for Hanat Baba. Right this moment, lots of us are caught up in Olympic fever. Sports fans are getting treated to coverage of everything from basketball to swimming to gymnastics. But there's one sport that you might have overlooked. Badminton. The U.S. hasn't won a single badminton medal since the sport entered the Olympics in 1992. But one local athlete tried in 2004, 2008, and 2012 to win one for Team USA. A student reporter in our high school summer internship program, Gabriel Chen, has the story.
The Synergy Badminton Club in Menlo Park is huge, big enough to fit over 10 badminton courts, each with glistening green floors and bright white lines. Over 20 different national flags are pinned along a wall, and in the center is a white banner bearing the iconic Olympic rings and three red letters, USA. Playing a game of doubles on one of the courts is someone who has proudly represented this flag over the past 12 years.
My name is Howard Bach. And I am a three-time Olympian for the sport of badminton.
With a group of friends, Bach is playing a practice game of doubles.
It's rally scoring, so whoever wins a rally will score, and you play up to 21 points.
The racket looks similar to the one used in tennis, but with a smaller racket face and a longer shaft. You use the racket to hit the birdie, which is shaped like a cone and covered with feathers. There are five basic shots in badminton.
Clear, drop, drive, net spin, and a smash.
The smash is the most powerful and explosive shot in badminton. These shots can go very fast.
Competitive badminton, you know, I'll let the listeners guess how fast the birdie can travel on our smash.
How fast do you think it is?
Pretty much, you know how fast NASCAR travels, right? 180 to about 220. So faster than the speed of a NASCAR.
As Bach plays the practice match, his team and the other team are neck and neck. After he scores with one powerful smash, the other team comes back with their own smash the next point.
I grew up in San Francisco, and I started playing badminton at the age of 5. My dad got me started playing badminton at a local YMCA. So at the age of 16, I had the opportunity to move to the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs.
He went to the Olympics in 2004 in Athens. In 2008, he went to Beijing.
I finished my last Olympics and ended my career after the 2012 London Olympics. Until you actually walk out, into the opening ceremony, right? It's definitely like a feeling like no other. You know, you have about like 100,000, 120,000 people, and they're all cheering.
In Bach's practice game, his team leads only by a little. The score is 10-7. Players are yelling, laughing, jumping, and smashing. It may seem like it's easy for him now, but it took literally thousands of hours of training. Even though badminton is an Olympic event, people still have a lot of misconceptions about the sport.
Badminton in the U.S. is more perceived as a backyard sport, right? You know, backyard cookout, holding a beer in your left hand, you know, just kind of swinging it like you're swatting a fly. Actually, badminton is the exact opposite. It requires pretty much all aspects, from conditioning to reflexes, to explosiveness, to balance, to coordination. So obviously it's definitely not a backyard sport. It's the fastest racket sport in the whole entire US.
Bach's team pulls ahead just by a couple points. The score is 18-14. He's just 3 points away from victory. Clearly, badminton is not as easy as some Americans think, but it's a different story in China, where people are constantly exposed to the sport.
It's actually one of their mainstream sports in China. So they would live broadcast badminton as if they were to broadcast NBA basketball in the US.
Countries in Asia and Europe even broadcast badminton ads.
The Yonex NanoRay Z-Speed takes badminton to a new level of speed. A revolutionary racket designed for record-breaking speed.
It's not like where you're in China or in parts of Europe like Scandinavia, Denmark, and whatnot, where the government or other private sponsors is a huge part of the establishment, part of the association.
When I searched online, the only clip I could find of him winning the 2005 World Badminton Championships was in Dutch.
Ja, ja, dat is hem! Misschien een heel stijl op de tribune, maar wat hem!
When he first started playing in the Bay Area, Bach had no place to train full-time. He had to move to Colorado.
Back then, there was not even one private club that I can actually make it at my Olympic Training Center. But now, fast forward 20 years, we have roughly about 15 to 20 private clubs.
More and more clubs are popping up around the U.S., from Florida to Seattle. This Bay Area Center actually features four Olympians as coaches, all working to train the next generation of badminton players.
My motivation and goals is to make Synergy Badminton the Harvard of badminton around the Bay Area and hopefully in the U.S.
With this year's Rio Olympics, only one of the seven players is a veteran. As Bach transitions from being a player to a coach, he passes on the Olympic torch to this fresh, young team.
What the? Is that waiting?
And with the final smash from Bach, his team wins the practice game.
And I also give all my students one challenge. I always tell them, hey, look, try not to be like Howard Bach. Try to be better than him. Try to accomplish more than what he accomplished. So that's the ultimate challenge that I would like to give to all of the seven soon-to-be Olympians.
So when badminton is on TV during the Olympics, make sure you check it out. And be sure to root for Team USA. At Synergy Badminton Club, this is Gabriel Chen for Cross Currents.